Why do sloths move so slowly? Sloths do everything in slow motion, even blinking. But why did they evolve to live their lives at such a slow pace? Sloths, as their name betrays, have little need to rush. For the most part, they live high in the branches of the forest, which stretch across Central and South America, only coming down to the ground to defecate. And the life they lead is much slow motion. Just why sloths move so slowly is due to some peculiar evolutionary tricks. Modern-day sloth, the three-toed sloth and two-toed sloth, are much smaller versions of the sloth that inhabited the prehistoric world. Giant sloths, some that will weigh up to several tons, walked on the ground during the last age until around 11,000 years ago, foraging from the trees by standing up in their hind legs to reach into the forage. What changed was a combination of both going up to the trees and having a diet almost entirely based on leaves, says Camilla Mazzoni of the Leibniz Institute of Zoo and Wildlife Research in Germany. The leaf diet is very poor in nutrients and intake of calories very slow. Because of this, they have to have a very slow metabolic rate to cope with this low calorific intake. And part of that comes down to where it is they live. All six species of sloth who live in tropical forest is a hot and humid environment that means some of the normal advantages of an endothermic system aren't really required. The environment's already warm, so you don't have to expend an enormous amount of energy to keep your muscles and cardiovascular system warm. So sloths don't. Being a mammal has its benefits. Capable of regulating their body temperature internally, they can live in colder climates, much colder than reptiles or any cold-blooded animals. But this hot-blooded evolutionary trick has a few downdrafts as well. In order to fuel this energy-hungry system, mammals need to eat a lot and often keep the muscles needed for movement warm. It's why mammals can still dart around in a cold day while lizards remain sluggish, if they move at all. The thermoregulation is most mammals have to do requires a lot of energy. The endothermic adaptation has allowed mammals to colonize most of the environments on Earth, including the freezing cold expanses on both poles. But elsewhere, some mammals have abandoned the endothermic traits that evolution has gifted them. In doing so, they've adopted a go-slow, energy-saving lifestyle more similar to cold-blooded animals. The thermoregulation that most mammals have to do require a lot of energy, same as Zani. Because sloths don't have it, it means they require a lot less energy. But this means they can only live in the tropics and not high up in the mountains where the temperature gets quite slow. Having said that, the two-toed sloth is a bit more flexible and it will go a bit higher into mountains than Costa Rica. The sloth's tree-based life cycle means they spend very little time at risk from predators like a jaguar. This is another reason why lightning-fast reaction and enormous amount of energy needed to fuel them. They aren't needed. They have this intimate relationship with the trees, same as Zani. They depend on them. She says sloths often go up to the top of the canopy on the morning to get some energy from the sun, and it gets really hot, they go back down to the shade of the trees. The behavior is much more typical of cold-blooded animals, lizards, and then other reptiles than it is of other mammals. Becky Cliff, a British zoologist who works at the Costa Rica Sloth Conservation Foundation, says it is only when you see sloth in the wild that you truly appreciate just how slow they are. You know they move slowly, but then you look at one and every part of their body, when they turn their head or even when they blink, is all done so slowly. You have to spend a lot of time out in the field to see one. Among the other hallmarks of mammalian life that sloths have dispensed with is the amount of milk nursing mothers produced for their offsprings. Look closely at a sloth, and its fur will often also have a green shade to it. It might be tempting to assume that the animals have become so sedentary that they have become more and moss and algae from the trees around them. But this misses something far more fascinating, said Mizani. Their hair is modified and has this kind of openings in which algae and fungi can grow up, she says. It's not because they're slow. We know there's some kind of symbiotic relationship going on there. There this algae good for? Many scientists are trying to figure out. It could be it's good for the sloth camouflage, said Mizani. The green algae and fungi can could help sloth blend into the background of forest canopy. It could also be a way for the sloth to get extra protein, she says, noting the sloth have sometimes been to lick the algae growing under fur. The fungal growth may also keep their down the nibbles of parasites. Their fur is almost completely water-resistant and impedes a lot of parasites. Sloths have a fewer parasites than other mammals of a similar size. Among the other hallmarks of mammalian life that sloths have dispensed with is the amount of milk nursing mothers produce for their offspring. Sloth mothers don't store a large amount of milk, so it just comes out of drop by drop, says Cliff. The young attach themselves close to the nipple and then feed as milk dribbles out. The sloth's steady-as-you-go approach to life shouldn't be mistaken for laziness. Clough's years watching sloth in the Costa Rican jungle has given her much insight into their behavior. They don't jump and they don't run, but they do have the most incredibly strong arms. If a human and a sloth had an arm wrestle, the sloth would definitely win. But the sloth legs, which are needed for breakneck speed or even supporting full weight most of the time, don't have the same muscle mass. The sloth's ready-as-you-go approach to life shouldn't be mistaken for laziness. However, says Cliff, they're not lazy. The howler monkeys that live in the forest sleep up to 18 hours a day. The sloth only sleep for around 10. Had sloths not ended up living in a hot, humid environment covered in trees, they might be a spring liner, living in a quicker pace, but over countless generations have arrived at a pace of life perfectly suited for their environment. They show that you don't have to run around all the time to try to find food, says Cliff. They've relaxed and the whole system.